This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, and we usually don't bring this up. We try to hide it, but we can't hide it. Not Todd Cunin or Chris Rodriguez. Todd had a minor emergency, not that he's okay. He had to run, so it'll be Denise and I, the two superstars, finishing up this third hour. But what's important, Denise, is what? Third hour, because Todd's not here?
Case or no case?
Case or no case.
And I get to keep my lead.
It's just Denise and I. And it's up to Cal. He could do, if he want, double points, but it's entirely up to him.
Subtle suggestion.
Yes. If you want to call us or talk about case or no case or opine, tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You can do hashtag case or no case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Yes, Law Radio. People go, well, that's too many letters. Well, by the time you hit the I, it's already ringing.
It's so, all good. Don't worry about
Law
it.
Law Radio. And then... Remember, everything we talk about, the vast majority of them, the cases aren't done or they're still going forth or they're being appealed. Make sure you understand these are allegations that we're bringing out. And doesn't necessarily mean it's 100% true, because one side is arguing one thing and the other side's got to argue. And a lot of times the other side doesn't even want to put anything out, and we don't have that information. Remember, these are allegations.
You can claim anything in a lawsuit you want.
That's exactly right, and that's our producer, Cal Hunter. So general areas of law is all we're going to discuss. So don't think, okay, every case, true, Denise, is so specific to your case. Make sure you seek legal counsel locally and find a good lawyer in order to help you with your case. We are going to talk about marijuana this hour. Denise, we talked about this back in what?
On May 14th, 2017. If you go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and then do the drop screen down and look at the podcast, it's our first podcast. And it was when California basically made recreational marijuana legal.
You know, it's interesting. An interesting thing is to go back and listen to it, too, and see how poorly we were at the radio business. Well, not that we're great, but we're pretty good now. We've learned about how to tee off each other and to talk, you know, with each other. It's interesting to listen to it, how we're not quite as good, huh, Kel?
Yeah, well, that's the good news about doing something like this. You get better at it. But
yeah.
The interesting thing about the whole marijuana thing, did you see the insurance industry report?
On
the six states that have legalized marijuana, Washington, Oregon, Nevada,
Colorado,
you know, Alaska. There's a 6% increase in major traffic accidents as opposed to the norm of the other states, and there is no other link that would cause those six states only. There's an increase in major traffic accidents.
And none of those states have any way right now to determine if you are driving under the influence, and they don't have the threshold, and they really need to get more scientific evidence.
Right. And I'm going to jump on the marijuana people's side, Cal, because, you know, we say both sides. They're going to argue, well, that's the insurance industry. Of course they're going to find statistics. And I'm telling you, I'm saying this. I've seen this so many times. It depends who's doing the surveys and who you interview. But I'm not disagreeing with you, Cal. I'm just saying that's what they're going to argue on the other side.
Yeah.
But there is – I brought that up in an article also that we read, that there was a research group that found – I don't want to say the percent, but there's a percentage increase in deaths caused by auto accidents from being high on marijuana.
Right, the 6% was major traffic accidents.
Right.
It wasn't fender benders.
Yeah, yeah,
it was major accidents.
So who knows? But I guess that's the goes. Here's the other argument, Cal, on that side. Same thing with alcohol, right? So should we ban alcohol? Because alcohol, think of the amount of accidents due to alcohol.
I'm one of those weird people that says if prohibition could have worked, we should have kept it. Because the downside to alcohol may not be worth the social upside. I mean, that's just my own opinion.
No, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that both sides, there's arguments.
And Denise
both sides.
Gave me the look like, man, he is weird.
No. I was just thinking, I just don't like that much regulation in my life.
No, I agree with that.
You know, it's just, to me,
government getting involved too much.
Exactly. I don't like my life being, under the microscope.
But when people get killed on the highway, and you can get something rid of something in society that would stop that, if we just heard just that argument on the surface, we'd all go, sure.
Yeah,
because we say put up better signs, paint better stripes, do better things on the highway. But one thing we know kills people on the highway, and we go, well, that's okay, because I don't want regulation in my life.
Driving.
Well, they make a criminal conduct, I mean, I guess
it's just
they're doing the best they can do in some ways.
I agree.
I think when it was bootleg and everything was underground, it was far more dangerous.
Can't argue with that either.
Yeah, what was it like back then, Cal?
Well, from what you told me.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about marijuana. We're also going to talk about the West Virginia trying to impeach their chief justices. And I'm going to touch on, if we have time, the judge rejecting John DeLoria's widow attempting to get more royalty monies for Back to the Future. And by the way, there was a lawsuit before and a settlement. And we'll discuss that briefly. But
My daughter asked me a question last night. It was like kind of one of those intriguing questions. And she said, Mom, I admire you. Where does your optimism come from? And I had to think about that. Where does your optimism come from? Is it genetic? Is it environmental? And I thought about it. And then you know what I said? Well, I guess I had to have something to look forward to.
And I get to work with Fred and Cal.
There you go.
I think I'm sure that's where mine comes from. I think largely from my faith, and I think that's true for a lot of people because it gives a promise of a brighter tomorrow. So you're right; it gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah,
I got to take a picture of the. I'm trying to get a photo of what Denise is. This is move this because I don't want this in the photo.
Okay.
Denise has got she.
Oh wait, you got don't. Don't do all that.
Okay, that's fine. No, it's okay. So Denise has a little tiny little watermelon. She's sitting here.
I grew it in my garden.
And I know. So I'm going to take a picture of the little watermelon. I'll tweet it out so you guys can see the watermelon. So
I wonder if it's like white and fibery on the inside, or is it?
It's kind of pink, and it's got a lot of seeds, but the seeds are in the veins. And so when you just cut it open, you just go through those veins and take the seeds out. They come out really easy.
Oh. Is it tasty?
It's very tasty.
Oh, cool.
So, very tasty.
Anyway, we've got watermelon in the house. So, but the most important thing is we have case or no case. Those of you who are looking forward to it, that's what we want to hear about is case or no case. We got 2 minutes, Cal. Give us an overview in 2 minutes about case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, by the way, next week, a special Halloween edition of Case or No Case.
Nice.
But this week, I'm going to take you to Flintshire, Northern Wales, Great Britain. A man who I will simply identify to you as Mr. G went to hospital, as the Brits say, to get an ankle surgery. He left his car parked in front of his apartment, his little BMW, he just put a new motor in it, new brakes, so on, so on. Came home to recover, and his prized Beamer was gone. Nowhere to be found. He reported it to the cops, called the police, went into the, not DMV, whatever they call it in Wales, and said, I'd like to check the register.
The DMV.
The DMV.
The DMV.
Check it out. And they found that his car had been taken by the village board and crushed in a compactor because they said it was not registered to any proper address, and it has to go. Well, it was registered to the proper address, and it didn't have to go. So here's a guy now recovering from the hospital with no means of transportation, and that's going to be the setup for our case or no case, because I've let this go much longer than I should. We've got 30 seconds left or so, but that's going to be the setup for our case or no case. So folks at home, folks in the car, you think about it. Denise, Fred, you think about it.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Don't forget, you can go to hashtag case or no case on Twitter, and you can just put your opinion. The opinion is as follows. Number one, was it a case? Number two, what was the outcome?
Exactly.
We'll be right back to find out what Cal is going to tell us about that and whether we're going to be tricked.
No. Don't go away. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. Letty &
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
I like those new Radio Law Talk little sayings that you're making up. They're very anecdotal, but that's okay. They're really cool. They're alien-ish. So go ahead and tell about this brief overview.
All right, back to the setup for Radio Law Talk. A guy from England goes to the hospital to get his ankle operated on, parks his car in front of his apartment, so it'll be safe, comes back. His car is gone. It turns out that somebody in the village board decided that the car was not properly registered to the address in which it was in front of which it was parked, and so they took it and they crushed it as an abandoned vehicle. And so this is in Wales, in Great Britain. And I think, Fred, I'm going to start with you. Do you think this is a case or no case? And if so, what was the outcome?
First question, is this double points for Denise and I? Yes or no?
Hmm.
He abandoned us.
Todd did leave. Mm-hmm. All right, double points.
Yes, ooh. Denise, double points. Where's your clapping? We got to have the clapping.
I'm such a sucker here.
You are. All right, double points.
There's a chance.
That's right. There's a chance for double points. All right.
Okay, so here's, I have no idea what the North Wales laws are,
right.
Nor do I want to opine on their laws. But okay, I'm going to say it's a case because it sounds normal, like something that's off the wall. The anecdotal stuff about him being in the hospital should have nothing to do with the case, even if he was sitting in his house and they towed it away, it was sitting there. But it's so obvious to me, it scares me. Let's put it that way. It's so obvious that the government, what you said is not only do they tow it away, but they were wrong in their assessment that it was registered to him properly, and they towed it away and crushed it. So I am saying, case, they towed it away improperly, in my opinion, but the outcome is the government wins by they're allowed to crush it for some stupid reason, because it's just too logical to say that the guy wins. So that's my opinion, because I don't know the North Wales
law. Well, of course, yeah, you wouldn't know the law, but I'm just thinking applying common law principles.
Okay.
So, Denise, what do you think? Is this a case? Can a man get his car towed away when it's parked right in front of his house? There's registration right there that says it's the correct address. And the city board, in this case, says it's got to go. It's not properly registered. And not only does it have to go, we're not going to hold it. We're not going to find out what happened to the guy. We're going to take it to the crusher and mash it. Because that's what they did.
Before you answer, maybe we can get the exact same answer. And if we win together, we just pound Todd and Chris. But go ahead.
Conspiracy on the island.
No case.
No.
Oh, she's coming. Oh, she's full of applause.
I'm just putting up applause for bravery.
You
might be right. Okay.
I'm probably going to be wrong again.
I know. I told you to join me. We could have slammed, but you might be right. Here we go.
Well,
did anybody tweet it to us? I don't see anyone.
Oh, let me check.
Yeah. We didn't check, but go ahead.
Case now. Or no case? Well, the answer is, if you say it was not a case.
Oh, Fred Penny did it! Denise, you should have stuck with me! I told you.
Well, it's okay.
Hand
now.
In hand, the two of us.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
The board denied his claim for their error and, in fact, tried to run and hide, wouldn't take his phone calls, wouldn't look at his paperwork. They just did not pay any attention to it. So he took it to court, and the judge said, I can't help you here except to order the board to look at this paperwork that you have. So this car was worth about 15,000 British pounds. He'd just put a new motor in it. Like I said, he'd put new brakes in. He had about 2,000 bucks worth of, or 2,000 pounds worth of tools in the trunk. And he got a check for 2,750 pounds.
Oh, okay. That's logical.
That's all. Just, they gave him nothing for it.
So that guy kind of still win, though, because they...
Well, you get the one point. And the question is, did the insurance, and I couldn't find the answer to this, mm-hmm. Did the insurance company reimburse him for his tools and the, you know, or anything, or the car itself as it been stuck?
So I kind of won.
I give you the 2 points.
Okay.
I give you the two, because it's double points. I'm giving you the 2 points.
But I kind of won because they didn't pay him the full amount back, right, Cal?
They did not pay him
so
the full amount.
So I said that they won. That is the government.
But you said the government could do what they wanted to do.
No, I'm going to say they won, which is they didn't pay the full amount back.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the 2 points because
okay.
I said double
right.
points, and that,
right.
I think that's fair.
Give me some clapping and applause.
Yeah, the current score is that Fred Penny has 74 points.
76. He got two.
Oh, 72, 74, 76. Thank you. Denise is stuck on 76. And Todd Kunin has 75. So this is really knotting up and turning.
Wait, are we tied then, Denise?
Yeah, we're tied. You know, that was my whole point in this. I thought today I should give these guys a chance to try to tie me since I was so far ahead.
I would stick with that, too. That's good.
Let's talk about something more important, medical marijuana in Utah. Denise, tell us what's going on in Utah. There is there's on the ballot coming up, there's a medical marijuana initiative, correct?
I got a $100 bill.
Yeah,
and
there's
fuel pills.
Tell us about it.
All the way to cost.
So, yes, Utah has a ballot initiative for medicinal marijuana. And the important thing about this is it's pretty similar to the other states around that have done it. California, for those of you want to know, we discussed on May 14, 2017, the California marijuana laws as it applied to recreational use. California was the first state in the nation to do medical marijuana.
Got it.
And initially, there was a clash between state and federal.
Because
federal, under federal, it's still a controlled substance and it's illegal.
That's right.
So
still to this day.
Yes, to this day. And so...
I was off a bit on the time. So we have 1 minute now. So.
Sure.
So anyway... There's a challenge to this ballot initiative. They're trying to take it off the ballot so that it cannot be voted on by the voters. And there's basically the person who is the plaintiff in that case is from the LDS Church, and they're claiming...
Well, no, he's not from the LDS Church. He's LDS.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah, in other words,
I don't know that
from
difference.
The church. He's just a member of the church.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not... official of the church.
Right.
He just
like
belongs
just
to the LDS.
Right.
Just
right.
A guy.
Yes.
You're right. I get what you're saying.
Keep going.
So he has alleged that this ballot in part violates constitutional protections of religious freedom, of constitutional protections of property rights, due process, and equal protection under the laws.
We'll be right back and talk more about it.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the...
For For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A senior official of Turkey's ruling party says he will never allow a cover-up of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabia announced hours earlier that the writer died during a fistfight in its consulate, and the executive director of the Turkish Arab Media Association says he wants all those involved in the assassination punished.
We want Jamal's murders to be punished. We want punishment not only for 18 men, but also for the authority that gave the orders.
At an event in Scottsdale, Arizona, President Trump made it clear a caravan of migrants won't be coming into the United States, even if he has to call out the military. They're currently at the Mexico-Guatemala border. Also in Arizona, Democrat Joe Biden, a potential White House challenger in 2020, is encouraging union members to vote Democrat. Former President Barack Obama will be in Las Vegas on Monday. President Trump told his supporters anyone who votes for Democrat now is crazy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So the marijuana initiative in Utah that's been around, that's come across a lot of states now in Utah, continue. Denise and I were talking during the break. I said, is this another Hobby Lobby case about a religious issue?
And it is. And it's not just particular to the LDS religion. Mm-hmm. It's actually for all religions that find,
offensive to this.
They find that it's offensive. This behavior of ingesting marijuana is repugnant.
And they're just saying that we don't. It's not that they're saying you can't do it. They're saying don't force us, especially if we're landlords, to require us to make you, that we have to rent to you. That's right,
because one of the, and I think that's their strongest argument, quite honestly. Is that this one section of the initiative states that the landlord may refuse to lease to and may not otherwise penalize a person for the person's status as medical cannabis cardholder unless failing to do so would cause the landlord to lose a monetary or licensing-related benefit under federal law.
And that's, Denise, you hit the nail on the head. And that's, you'll see my little notes here on this. By the way, the Deseret News, this is a Deseret News article. And Ben Lockhart. So anyway, what I said there, I noted, okay, take this provision out of the law, and then it would be difficult to argue it. Right?
Yeah, I totally agree, because the other argument on the religion side of it is that all religions, all members of all religions have the right not to consort with, be around, or do business with people engaging in activities which their religion finds repugnant,
right,
and to refuse to lease their property to people engaging in activities which they deeply oppose.
And this plaintiff is a landlord.
That's correct.
Apparently is a landlord in Utah and is trying to claim that. If you want to drop your opinion on this, 855-LAW-RADIO, call us or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But this is, but it's not tied to the LDS Church. The LDS Church, you know, they are not
the
involved
formal
in this.
Official
right.
LDS Church.
In fact, they said the following, we invite all to read, they came out with a quote on it, all to read and analyze and make their own judgment on this issue. Now, they did say it raises some grave concerns, the LDS Church came out, but it's not necessarily an LDS Church thing. It is a church, any church, is a Catholic church, if a Muslim was against it, or you know, the Protestant churches, it doesn't matter. They're all, that's what they're arguing. It's not about the LDS Church.
But a landlord can not rent to someone who smokes cigarettes, for example, or not rent to someone who has pets, even if they're support animals.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's their right. It's their property.
Good point, Cal.
Well, so, no, they can't. They can't not rent to somebody who smokes cigarettes. They can make it so they can't smoke cigarettes inside.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Inside, but out on the property?
Sure.
And so... The plaintiff in this case, or the one of the head plaintiffs, is Drug Safe Utah. This
right.
is just kind of backing this complaint. And the interesting thing is they filed an initial complaint in federal court citing concerns over how its standing in the case would be interpreted. So, because, yeah, here we are, federal court, how is this Drug Safe Utah have standing? And then they got the plaintiff in the current case, and they filed under state law.
Cal, we got a call.
Yep, Steve's on the phone. Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy listening to the show.
Thanks.
Y'all were just making the point about landlords and cigarette smoking, et cetera. The LDS has very firm stands on alcohol as well, caffeine, and anything that adulterates the body, which is the temple of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's curious to me that they would rent to anyone who drinks. How is this different besides the fact that it's, of course, Title III marijuana? I'll take your call off the air.
Thanks for calling.
That is a great question. I think the biggest difference is that you don't have a law, a state law, requiring you to rent to people
right.
and not be biased as against people who drink.
Yeah, I think what Steve might be saying also, too, is that there's probably people, members of other, not just the LDS Church, of other churches that don't agree with alcohol, that are renting to people that are drinking alcohol. That's Steve's argument. They're drinking alcohol in the apartment.
But alcohol is not deemed medicine either, and I think that's where this law is trying to wriggle in under the tent, is to say, look, this is medicine, so you really can't. We're claiming that it's medicine, so you can't discriminate against us because we need this for whatever the claim is that they need it for.
Yeah, I could see that distinction
alcohol.
Too.
Yeah, but
very
not alcohol,
good.
Right.
But there's no law that precludes or that requires anybody to have to rent to a person who drinks alcohol.
Right, so I'm just saying, why would a landlord rent to someone with alcohol and complain about marijuana? It's not that it's the demon marijuana. It's I think that this ever encroaching state that says you will rent
right,
to people
right.
and you may not even consider it.
Now I want to make the other argument, which is don't impose your religious beliefs on me.
Right.
I want to be able to do what I want to do. I want my own freedoms and my own privacy, and I don't want you as a potential landlord to be able to dictate that I can't do something in the home that I'm renting and validly possessing.
But now I'm going to jump against you on that. This is not a government issue because the government cannot do that, but an individual with a private home or a private, you know, apartment that's renting or a condo has the right to discriminate to some degree.
Yes.
They can't discriminate in most states.
Protected
and federal.
Classes.
Yeah, like if you're black or you're a woman, I'm not going to give it to you because you're a woman. But the question is marijuana a protected class? Probably not. And so if I am looking at this from the landlord's perspective under a first, you know, freedom of religion, I'm going, maybe I shouldn't argue under that. That's iffy. If I argue under, as a landlord, I have the right, this is my property, and I have the right to, without the discriminatory issues on the federal laws, I have the right to discriminate. I don't want a smoker in there. I don't want a person with a dog or a cat. Frickin' Todd Cunin's out. Because he likes cats. Anyway, Todd Cunin or someone that's smoking marijuana or using marijuana, as a landlord, I have that right.
Because of the harm to the property.
That's exactly right. So Steve's bringing up one good issue.
Yeah, but that's not so much. Now, in today's world with the CBD, if people truly are using this as a medicinal purpose, they're not going to be smoking, you know, buds and getting high and stoned.
That's the point. I think that's stuff that people don't have any problem with.
Yes.
I think the problem that they have is the image of the stoner turning up the Grateful Dead, smoking, you know, blowing pot smoke around the room, stinking up the neighborhood,
stinking up the
property. But
that's truly not medical marijuana. Medical marijuana has developed so much.
Oh, you don't know what's going on in Northern California, then.
Hey,
I do. I actually do, because there are oils now that are, that you would ingest, and there are gummy bears, for lack of a better description, that you ingest, and they only have the CBC medicinal portion of marijuana in them.
Without the hydrocarbon.
But guess what?
Without the THC.
I think you guys are missing everything. See, I think you're both missing this.
Oh, we're high.
That's right. You're high as a kite.
Dude.
This is what you're missing. And I think Steve kind of touched on it, but I'm going to help him as the lawyer.
Sure.
What Steve's trying to say is, what does that have to do with, you know, you're renting to a person that drinks alcohol, and if your religion is against alcohol, you're allowing to drink alcohol in there, so what's the deal with the marijuana? My argument is then, on the other side, is, okay, but as a property owner, I want to have the right, again, other than the discriminatory practices under the federal law, to say, you can't come in here and rent my place if you smoke marijuana. Even if you use marijuana in any way, I want to have that right. So now it becomes a property issue, and it's not a marijuana, it's not a marijuana issue. It's a property issue.
Probably where it's going.
Well,
to go.
It's not just property, too. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
We always forget about freedom of assembly.
Right.
And that's part of the First Amendment rights and the speech, all part of it. But really, do you want to be... have to be around somebody that does it? You wouldn't have to associate with somebody that does that. You have to want to go collect rents from somebody that's doing these things. And then you get into the mess of, you've got Catholics that would okay wine. You know, they're going to be okay with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got other religions that are, you know, adverse to it.
Well, there was a groundbreaking case in California, in Oroville, California, where a landlord would not rent to a couple living together because he did not want a couple living in sin, in his view, to be renting from him. He only wanted to rent to a married couple. Well, the court overturned that. The people left the property anyway. They didn't want to be where they weren't wanted, and he made their life unpleasant enough that they had to move on.
So overturn what, Cal? In other words, he could not discriminate because they were living together?
Right.
Because they're a protected class. Remember that marriage is a protected class.
I guess that would go to sexual orientation. I don't know.
It could.
I guess it could
also go that you cannot, against children, you can't, you know, if there's a mother with children, you can't discriminate against them.
Right.
You know, it goes all around. I mean,
but I think
California has a lot more protections than just federal.
Well, I think the argument is that would be an easier argument maybe to win with the courts than saying it's a religious issue, because Steve brought it up. Hey, the LDS Church says you can't drink alcohol, but you're allowing people drinking alcohol in your apartment.
Thanks for that question, Steve, because I really, and just given this, that idea has stimulated a lot of debate.
Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to talk briefly about the judge rejecting John DeLorean's wife, and we're going to talk about West Virginia's trying to impeach their chief justice. We'll be right back with our last segment.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and streaming live and with past episodes on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for?
The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Council. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penn.
Radio Law Talk.
So we were talking about marijuana at the last break, but just I was telling Denise, officially I received emails and notices this past week at my law firm that now in the categories under lawyer advertisement, in the different places you advertise as a lawyer, the new category you put your name under is cannabis and marijuana lawyer. So you know how you can go to advertise under personal injury law, estate planning, you know, if you're a family law lawyer, they now have marijuana and cannabis law. And we kind of laugh a little bit about this. Did you know that the individual that shows up only sometimes, Chris Rodriguez, has represented a number of growers? And the growers, everyone thinks is just some ma-and-pa. No, this is big companies doing this.
Well, the initiative that made medical marijuana legal, that was presented to the people in California, was written by a law firm.
Yeah.
Because they obviously saw that not only would this be profitable from the product coming out of the ground, but from their ability to take their law and then go represent people because of the way their law was written in court. It was a very handy little deal.
Guess how, who else is making money on it, Cal? The government.
Yeah.
Farmers.
Yes.
The tractor companies.
Fertilizer sales.
Fertilizer sales. And guess what? Ready for
Parks and Rec. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Remember, we've renewed the fishing and game.
Fish game, right. Fishing game.
All these different
All the cops.
Departments
all the
in
cop,
the government.
All the cop agencies
all
make
cop
tons
agencies,
of money off of it.
Right,
yeah.
Guess what? You guys are missing the number one who's making the most
lawyers.
Money. Well, lawyers do. That's right. Guess who's making a ton of money? Let's see. Does anybody know? Maybe I should just sit here and be silent.
The taxi drivers?
No. Nope. Can you think about it, Denise? Can anybody out there tweet it to me at Radio Law Talk?
It has to do with cash, right?
It's money. Who is making the most money? Or I'm not going to say the most, but they're right at the top. Is the landlords. The landlords that have industrial buildings are booming because they do the grows inside. And in Denver, Colorado, the grows that are inside these industrial buildings is massive. And without getting into detail about my personal stuff, and I do not rent to growers, but there's not necessarily growers, but all the other entities that support the growers,
right.
the you know, oxygen companies, because they put oxygen to
lighting,
them. Lighting,
hydroponics,
all, stuff.
Yeah, all of
the rents have gone skyrocketed in Denver, Colorado.
So if you own property in Utah and this thing said you had to rent to people that did this, would that be something that you would consider?
Well, no, that's different than someone who's growing marijuana. These are these are growers.
No, I'm asking you that. Would you, as a landlord, not want to rent to growers?
Well, no, this is what
or
I want.
Or users?
No, this is what I would want. And I'm not, see, again, we're politically neutral here.
Yeah.
You know, when you're tired of politics radio. But as a landlord, I want to be able to rent to who I want to. Within the realm,
within reason
mm-hmm. of the federal law and not discriminatory. But believe it or not, the building that I have, I rent to all the submarkets of the marijuana plantations. They're all throughout Denver's industrial.
And you know who's making bank in Oregon besides the people you've mentioned? The people who are making bank in Oregon are those who sell cargo containers.
Oh yeah. Everything.
That is a great business in Oregon right now. People getting cargo containers because out on the grow sites, they put their stuff in there so they can lock it up in a secure steel building that's portable.
But what is their biggest issue right now with the marijuana?
Security, I think.
Well, not the security. What is the problem with the money?
They're cash only.
Oh, right, cash,
they can't put it in a bank.
I told you we should make the bank of Fred and Cal. I'm up for it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because it's a federal bank, and it's against the law federally.
Well, that becomes questioned because some of these smaller banks are not federal banks, right?
That's true. That's a big
issue.
So
I think that maybe we're going to see the rise of banks that will receive cash from.
But they don't have FDIC guarantees,
they
and that's
not.
The problem.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And the state of California has tried to do this with their own marijuana bank, so they have a way of collecting tax money, and that has not yet fully been fleshed out. But I've said all along, handling all this cash, a banker, a smart banker, would try to find a way to save.
Oh, you're saying is Fred and Cal's bank.
That's
how about Denise? You want to be part of it?
Denise
Fred,
wants to be in,
Denise
I'm sure.
And Cal's bank.
Yeah, we're not growing anything. We're just helping people.
Hey, put your money here, and we'll take 7%.
FDC, credit union.
Fred, Denise, and Cal.
The Goins of Pot Credit Union. Hey, we'll just take a few points.
That's exactly right. Yeah. All right, let's talk about West Virginia. What's going on with
Oh, my gosh. I saw the story like a few weeks ago, and now it's so ripe for discussion. There was the state Supreme Court, many members were being accused of doing criminal activity. And as a matter of fact, many of the members have already been convicted of different types of crimes, like fraudulent mileage and gas reimbursement, utilizing the state funds and coffers.
Well, they're not convicted by a court.
So they are.
Oh, were they? I thought they were just, it's just the Senate held that.
The difference between the convictions impeachment.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so there have already been convictions against three of the justices for criminal acts, and they have been convicted. Now, what the Senate did was they wanted to impeach all of these justices.
Sure, let's
really.
Get rid of the bunch. Throw them out.
Right, let's get them out. And there's a political motivation because the governor's Republican, and most of these justices are Democrats. So that is an underlying pinning thing, and it's just a reality.
But if they're corrupt, they're corrupt. Doesn't matter.
If they're corrupt, they're corrupt. Yeah. But there's a big question about whether or not
they're corrupt.
Well,
tell some of the stuff that they were spending on. The interesting parts.
$112,000, and this is Workman's. I forgot her first name.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, she is a female, and she is one of the judges, and she is the one that was currently under impeachment proceedings. But she has not been convicted of any crime. And it's alleged that she spent $112,000 on an office spruce-up, which is and nearly $12,000 in cabinetry and all kinds of stuff, which is more than an average house cost.
Yeah,
in West Virginia. And then she also was accused of authorizing excessive payments to the senior status judges.
Guess what? I'm going to interrupt there. $32,000 for a blue suede couch of one of the justices. $32,000.
That must be a nice couch. Wow.
You know what I said there? I said, welcome to the government spending.
Yeah, right? If you're spending somebody else's money on somebody else, it's easy.
They do it all the time. Yeah, don't they do it? It's ridiculous. Yeah. What do they pay for a screw for something? Or a bolt, you know?
Yeah. And then Justice Menas Ketchum, too, he pleaded guilty to wire fraud in August for his fraudulent use of government vehicle, state fuel credit card to fund 400-mile round-trip travels from his home to a private golf club.
Oh, man.
And then it cost $220 a trip, and he had the state all funded.
Well, here's the issue.
Now, he didn't have to be impeached because he had resigned.
Yes, okay? But why is it, why is it they can't be impeached, or what happened here that made it so they didn't get impeached? There's an interesting thing here.
Yes.
That happened.
Under the U.S. Constitution, impeachment of judges is really undefined. I mean, it can be any reason they have.
And this is deep stuff, by the way.
And this is U.S. judges you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, this is under the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
Okay, yes, and U.S. judges, federal judges.
Right, that's what I mean.
But in the state constitution of West Virginia, they have a very specific provision that says any officer of the state may be impeached for maladministration, corruption, incompetency, gross immorality, neglect of duty, or any high crime or misdemeanor. House of Delegates shall have the sole power of impeachment. Senate shall have the sole power to try the impeachments, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members elected thereto. When sitting as a court of impeachment, the president of the Supreme Court of Appeals, or if from any cause it appears for him to act, then any other judge of that court can be designated and shall preside over that impeachment proceeding, and the senators shall be on oath or affirmation to do justice
according to
law and evidence.
So a couple of things. What that basically means is, first of all, the judge that was supposed to hear this case said, I'm not going to hear it, because the court came down and said, you do not have the constitutional right to do that. And in essence, they said that the House had based its impeachment articles for wasteful spending solely on the Code of Judicial Conduct, which only the West Virginia Supreme Court had the authority to impose, and they can't do it. So therefore,
and
on a technicality,
that's the body that's trying to impeach.
Yep.
Is the same body that's going to hear
they found
it.
The body that's hearing it found the technicality. Hey, we're almost done with our time, and we had a great 3 hours. Welcome, Utah. We're thankful that KYHI 540 AM joined our family, and we've got more coming later. So thank you, Todd, for being here. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Cal. I'm Fred Penny, your host. And remember, go to www.radiolawtalk.com and email us at info@radiolawtalk.com during the week if you want any specific topic that you want to discuss, and we'll listen to you. We'll be right back in a week. See you later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.